Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Stu.
Hey, Ken.
Have you seen this movie, this mobsters movie?
I have not, no.
It looks bad. I can't believe it.
It sounds pretty bad.
Wow. If you make a bad mob movie, you should just give up.
Should it be in a movie-making business?
Michael Carbnikoff. I've never heard of him. All right, well, he probably did just give up. He probably made a whole bunch of other great ones. All right, go ahead.
All right, Ken, while Lonzo Ball was being drafted second overall by the Lakers in Thursday's draft, LaVar Ball, as expected, wasn't shy about his high expectations for his son, saying Lonzo will lead the Lakers to the playoffs this season. Meanwhile, during Friday's introductory press conference, Magic Johnson said he expects Lonzo's jersey to be up there one day with the other Laker retired numbers, and GM Rob Pelinka compared Lonzo's passing to Tom Brady's and Aaron Rodgers. Do you think Lonzo Ball will live up to the high expectations he is getting?
I don't think so. I think he'll be a decent NBA player, but I don't think he'll be a perennial all-star. I don't think he'll be as bad as what people want him to be, because I think we're starting to blur this line here where LaVar has made us so upset we are taking it out on Lonzo. Again, I brought up that AAU video that somebody had out there where LaVar's team lost by 52 points and his son was just like airballing shot after shot after shot, and I'm thinking, man, if this was anybody else, we'd be going after the person who made this video, because you're making a video shaming 16-year-olds. But because LaVar's there and because he's a lout, it's okay. I think that we're getting things mixed up here. Lonzo's dad acts like an ass, but he has acted like an ass with a purpose. Now, I have not liked everything LaVar's done. In fact, I am frankly annoyed by him. But I don't like how we've created this double standard, and this is with us in the media here, where we want him to have sound bites, we want him to give us something to talk about, and then we get mad at him for giving us something to talk about. Where if I really break this down, he's got three sons that will go to one of the best colleges in the country. What they want to make of it is what they want to make of it. He's got a brand, even though I think it's an asinine brand, and yes, I do believe it's an attempt by a middle-aged man to be cool with 16-year-olds, which is weird. He still has a brand that has some millions of dollars in a deal. He does love his children, obviously. He does seem to love his family, obviously. So who's the joke on? Honestly. And this is another point here. Stu, I don't mean to call you out here in front of the entire country, and Ike, I don't mean to do this to you either. Outside of the top three picks, can you name anybody not Lonzo Ball? Can you name me three guys who aren't Lonzo Ball in this year's draft right off the top of your head?
I mean, sure. I get De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, Bam Adebayo.
Do you think a lot of people can? Do you really think a lot of people can?
No. Hell no.
No.
Exactly. That's a great job by you, Stu, by the way. I'll give you credit where it was due. I did not think you'd be able to get it. But I don't think a lot of people could. You know, you could have Tatum and a couple other guys here and there, Luke Kennard if you wanted to, but I think that there's some things I thought were absolutely stupid and repugnant. The thing he said about Kyrie Irving's late mother was one of the worst things I've heard in quite a while. But at the same time, here I am talking about a son, and I do think he willed his son to get drafted by the LA Lakers. I think that he was part of that will, and that's part of that way. I don't know if it's just Lonzo Ball in his own play if he goes to the Lakers at number two. I don't know if it's just him and LaVar shuts up that he goes there to that team at number two. I think LaVar did have a hand in it. No matter if I like the guy or not, and I really don't like the guy, I got to give him credit. Next.
Many have been critical of Knicks president Phil Jackson this week, mainly for what seemed to be the team's willingness to trade young star Kristaps Porzingis. However, ESPN College Hoops analyst Jay Williams paved the way for even more criticism this week when he said that a top prospect told him that Jackson was falling in and out of sleep while the player was working out for the Knicks. What percent chance do you give of Phil Jackson leading the Knicks to the playoffs during his tenure as president?
Absolutely 0%. Absolutely 0%. I've never seen a guy work so diligently to destroy his legacy since Tiger Woods. And some of the stuff with Tiger Woods seems to be outside of his own personal power. I don't think I've ever seen a guy who took himself as a great coach, legendary coach, and he's doing it in a place like New York, and I think we will remember him for being a great coach, but this is historically bad. Hell, half the championships that he has been clotted over from him trying to separate a fight with Charles Oakley right now. Next.
The Fan Rag Sports' John Heyman reported that Angel slugger Mike Trout proposed a potential 14- or 15-year contract with the Angels before signing a 6-year extension in 2014. If you could sign any young player in all sports to what is basically a career-long contract, who would it be?
Oh, man! A young player?
Yes.
How young? What's the age limit?
I mean, maybe 25 or younger.
How old is Mike Trout?
I believe 25.
Oh, man. I think it would be him. I really think it would be him. Great kid. Man, I wish I had more time to answer this question. I think it would be Mike Trout. I do like Derek Carr a whole bunch, obviously, but that'd be nuts. I think it would be him. I think that would be the kid I would want to. I think I would want to get more of, because I can't say Russell Westbrook. He's a little older. Next.
Earlier this month, LeBron James said that the 2003 Lakers with Shaq, Kobe, Karl Malone, and Gary Payton, and the 1996 Rockets with Hakeem Olajuwon, Charles Barkley, and Clyde Drexler were the first super teams in the NBA. Well, earlier today, Drexler responded, saying that he thought the first super teams were the Celtics of the 60s, Celtics of the 80s, and Lakers of the 80s. Who do you believe were the first super teams in the NBA history?
I tend to side with LeBron in this era, but I think it's honestly the Boston Celtics of this time, of 2008. I would put the Boston Celtics there as the first super team of this generation. But yeah, there's been super teams for a long time. Red Auerbach got the draft the way he wanted to go. There's been super teams for a very long time in the NBA. Final one, go.
Finally, earlier today, tennis legend John McEnroe, in an interview with NPR, was asked how Serena Williams would have played if she played on the men's circuit. He responded saying that she'd probably be ranked 700th. How do you think Serena would have played against men? How would she rank?
I think that she could beat the brakes off a lot of guys, and I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about John McEnroe. I saw him on CBS Sunday morning. I don't care. He won some tournaments. He's a loudmouth a-hole. He's always been known as a loudmouth a-hole, and he always will be known as a loudmouth a-hole. Great. John McEnroe's made a lot of money being a loudmouth a-hole. Congratulations to John McEnroe for being a loudmouth goof. Congratulations. If I hear that great big rant one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. Congratulations. You're famous for being an a-hole. Wonderful job. Sick and tired of John McEnroe clouding up my day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.